They put a thing of tree on a plow. The long thing about this long. And it hooked on a plow. And it had two little things. Put on the plow with hooks on. Mm-hmm. And they put the traces. Traces come on the mule back that way. Mm-hmm. And they would hook them traces to it. And they had a collar on the mule. Mm-hmm. They had a black dyke band on the mule. And they had a bridle. Mm-hmm. They had lines to drive it. Mm-hmm. And they'd plow. And that's what you call plowing. Uh-huh. It wasn't like now. That's what you had to plow with years ago.
Uh-huh. What the, about that single tree, if you had two horses hitched together?
Well, you'd have a double single tree.
Uh-huh.
Double chains.
Mm-hmm. What if you were plowing with two mules? You'd say you had a
double team.
Okay. Or two mules working together would be called
a pair mule.
Uh-huh. And what sort of fences did people used to have?
Barbed wire fences. Put up a post, you locust post, any kind of post you could cut. Dig holes, put them down the ground and go along. Nailed a barbed wire to it.
Mm-hmm. What about kinds of fences people could have around their yard or their garden?
Well, we always had picket fences long years ago, but now they have other kind. They have plank sometimes painted now.
What does plank look like? Does that run horizontally? Or
just a piece of boat will plank about that long. They put it up around the fence and paint it. And sometimes they have a fence made out of a little bitty wall. Mm-hmm. Just like pickets on this wall.
Mm-hmm. What, are the pickets pointed at the top or flat?
Yeah, pointed.
Uh-huh. Did you ever see a fence that go in and out like this? A wooden fence you could have around your pasture. It would go in and out.
Real fence.
Uh-huh. Did they used to have those around here?
Yeah. That's all we had when we was growing up years ago, was a real fence for the hogs, you know, to fix it for great big hog pasture, cut out of sashes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they call it a real fence.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a fence or wall that was made out of loose stone or rock that you could get from your field?
Not a fence, I haven't.
Mm-hmm. And what did people used to carry water in?
A pail, they used to call it.
What was that made out of?
Well, we call them water buckets now. Made out of zinc.
Uh-huh.
You could pack water in them.
What about something made out of cedar?
Well, you could have a cedar water bucket. Years ago, they had a, what they called a dipper made out of a gourd.
Uh-huh.
Had a big old gourd and a hole cut in it. And had had a thing on about that long, they hollowed that out and made a dipper out of it. You could have a cedar bucket if you want.
Uh-huh. What's the difference between a bucket and a pail?
It ain't much difference. They just say I'm taking a pail of water. Ain't much difference. All of them, we are. They're all buckets.
Okay. What about something you could carry food out to the hogs in?
That's a slop bucket.
Uh-huh.
Take it to the hogs in.